bite.
It's all very well reading web pages that other people have put together, but how do you create them yourself? Lots of people are blogging, creating websites, sophisticated forum entries, and other things besides. But to do this well, you need knowledge of HTML. This is one of the languages the web uses, principally so a person can create links to files or other web pages on the internet. They can also denote important content using headings and even create tables. But where do you start? You could easily search on the internet for the information if you liked, but Leesy contains the HTML assistant. Not only does Leesy take away the stress of remembering the syntax for inserting the HTML code into your document or web page, but it also means that it's all in a very convenient place without you having to look in a document or some other resource to find what you're looking for. To bring the HTML assistant into view, you use our Alt Windows Control keystroke combination, which we've done a few times before, and at the same time, type the letter H.
HTML menu dialog, list 1, list view, heading 1, 1 of 15.
You're now in one of Leesy's famous lists, comprising a number of options. You'll find options for creating headings, links, paragraphs, tables, block quotes, and for inserting images too. Usually you would press this keystroke before you want to compose the individual element, in other words, write something. So if you wish to insert a new heading, before you start typing the content of the heading, you would press the HTML assistant key, Alt Control Windows H, select the heading level that you want from 1 to 6, press enter and type the text. I'm now in a document, but it could be a form in a web browser as part of a platform for creating a blog post. I've already pressed the key for the HTML assistant, and the heading entries are the top 6 items. So I'll select heading level 2 for this one.
Heading 2.
I press down arrow to reach it. Now I'll press enter.
Heading 2 dialog. Please type the text for heading 2, then press enter edit.
I'll type important information, which is my heading, and press enter.
Important information. Heading 2 created.
If we now examine the document, we will see that we have the words important information encapsulated within the HTML code, which a person would have ordinarily typed.
H2 important information slash H2.
Let's repeat that process, but in a slightly different way. This time, I have text that I've already written in advance of inserting the HTML code into my document. The line reads, what to do next?
What to do next?
I would like this to be a level 3 heading. To achieve this, select the line by pressing Shift with End once you're at the start of it.
Selected. What to do next, period.
Now again, press the HTML assistant key and select heading level 3 this time.
HTML menu dialog, list 1, list view, heading 1, 1 of 15, heading 2, heading 3, enter, edit, heading 3 created.
Leesy doesn't ask for the text which you would like to be part of the heading because it's already selected, so she knows that. Creating headings is the most straightforward of the options in the HTML assistant. Many of the options consist of a number of screens, but Leesy is intelligent enough to guide you based upon the activity you're working through. I'm now going to create a bulleted list as an example. I'll type into my document, I like technology because, colon, and then I'll move to a new line by pressing enter.
I like technology because, colon, enter.
I'll now go back into the HTML assistant and select bulleted list. So the paragraph will read, I like technology because, colon, then we have the bulleted list of all the reasons why we like technology. When we've finished, as far as the HTML is concerned, it will all be formatted correctly.
HTML menu dialog, list 1, list view, heading 1, 1 of 15, bulleted list.
Having chosen bulleted list, we're asked for the first item.
Enter, creating a bulleted list dialog. Please type the first item of the bulleted list, then press enter. Type the word text. If the text is already in place, edit.
Type in the text and press the enter key. I'll type, it makes me more independent.
Enter. When you are ready to type the next list item, press the HTML key again.
To create the next item, as prompted, I'll press the HTML assistant key again.
Continuing a bulleted list dialog, please type the next item of the bulleted list, then press enter. To end the list, type the word end, edit.
This time, Lisi doesn't bring up the main HTML category list. Instead, she knows we're creating a bulleted list, so she asks for the next item. I'll type, I can carry out my employment. Then I'll press enter.
Enter. When you are ready to type the next list item, press the HTML key again.
You would keep adding items until you'd finished the list. When complete, go back into the HTML assistant.
Continuing a bulleted list dialog, please type the next item of the bulleted list, then press enter. To end the list, type the word end, edit.
We'll type the word end and press enter.
End list ended.
The list is exactly how we want it and looks absolutely perfect. We can now safely submit that to a website with confidence that it's presented in the right way. Let us now create a table using the HTML assistant. Again, I'll go back into the HTML assistant and choose table.
HTML menu dialog, list 1, list view, heading 1, 1 of 15, T, table. Enter. Column header dialog. Please type the column header, then press enter. To stop column headers, type the word stop, edit.
Lisi knows we've not created a table so far, so she wants to know what the column headers will be. We'll create a table containing two columns. The first will be the person's first name, and the second, the person's last name. So type first name into the edit field and press enter.
First name, and when you are ready to enter the next column header, press the HTML key again.
That's what we'll do.
Column header dialog. Please type the column header, then press enter. To stop column headers, type the word stop, edit.
The beauty of this is that you only have one key to remember, and Lisi is going to guide you every step of the way. To create the second column header, I'll type the words last name.
Last name, and when you are ready to enter the next column header, press the HTML key again.
Our columns are complete, so we need to tell Lisi we're finished with those. So when we go back into the HTML assistant this time, we'll type the word stop.
Column header dialog, please type the column header, then press enter. To stop column headers, type the word stop, edit. Stop, and cell data dialog, please type the text for the cell data, then press enter. To complete the table, type the word end, edit.
So we're now about to enter data into row 2 of the table, column 1. This is the person's first name. That's Brian in my case. I'll type it and press enter.
Brian, when you are ready to enter the next cell data, press the HTML key again.
So we'll press the HTML key again, and I'll type my last name, Hartgen, and press enter.
Cell data dialog, please type the text for the cell data, then press enter. To complete the table, type the word end, edit. Hartgen, when you are ready to enter the next cell data, press the HTML key again, starting a new row.
Lisi has let us know automatically that we're moving to a new row in the table. Keep adding more information into the table cells, if you like, until it's complete. To end the table, type the word end into the edit field and press enter.
Cell data dialog, please type the text for the cell data, then press enter. To complete the table, type the word end, edit. End, and table complete.
There are lots of other things that you can do here. One of the most common tasks you would want to do is to create a link pointing to another web page. Lisi's very good at this and lets you know what information is needed at any given time, the full URL to the item and the text to appear as part of the link. Useful guidance is also provided when inserting images into web pages. There's a lot of potential to add even more functionality to the HTML assistant, and some of it has been suggested by you. There's also the potential to add similar functionality to Microsoft Word, perhaps to create accessible documents or even forms. Who knows where this could take us? Code like a pro with Lisi and the HTML assistant.
For more information, please visit www.hartgen.org/lisibytes.